Good morning and a good and chodesh to everybody. Shmuel Fox coming at you live from my brother's house here in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And we've got a live person on the phone, a live person here in the classroom in our bedroom over here as we're giving the shiur. Welcome aboard, Introduction to Talmud 101. I'm Shmuel Plotzker, I'm your host, and we meet Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10:30. We're studying Tainus right now, and we're in 4B. And it's a new sugya. It's going to go from 4B all the way over to 5A. So it's going to be a little bit involved. We'll take a small bite out of it today and take a small bite out of it on Friday. God willing, we're going to try to get back to Cincy in time for the Friday morning class, and I've got a CLE that I've got to go to on Friday at 11 o'clock because I've got to finish up my 24 hours over the course of 2 years. I've got to do some hours of CLE, so what can I tell you? This is how I do it. Let's get right into it right now and do what we can. We'll take a small bite out of today's class, and that's how we do it. It's how you eat an elephant, bite by bite, forkful by forkful. Here we go. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we're revisiting our Mishnah. For those of you who have got the Gemara in front of you, we're in the third line from the top on 4B. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha'ovel lefnei ha'teva, etc. Rabbi Yehuda said the one who goes before the teva, before the ark, he's leading the services, he's the chazan, he's the shlich tzibur, and he's leading the prayer services. We're talking about the first day of Pesach. Okay? So on the first day of Pesach, opening day of the holiday, you've got Shacharis, of course, and you have Musaf, of course. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the one who goes before the ark to lead davening, the first one, the Baal Shacharis, the one who's leading Shacharis, he mentions Mashiv Ruch Mori Degesha. He says that declaration of fact. God makes the wind blow, makes the rain fall. He says Mashiv Ruch. But what about the Baal Musaf? What about the man who leads the Musaf services? He does not mention Mashiv HaRuach. He makes the wind blow. That declaration of fact is not said Musaf time. Okay? Now we're going to try to find a contradiction in the teachings of Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to find it in a Mishnah. Ureminhu. Whenever you see the word Ureminhu, it's an attack question. It's not seeking information. It's clearly attacking a position. Ureminhu always, always, and always introduces an attack, and it's always going to be a clashing. It's always going to show a contradiction, okay? Often through a source, but it's going to be a contradiction within the teachings of that author. The speaker. So over here, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be confronted with another teaching of his own, and it's going to appear to dispute what he's saying in our Mishnah. Ureminhu, contrast what you just heard in our Mishnah, that the Baal Shacharis says Mashiv Ruach, but not the Baal Musaf. He doesn't say Mashiv Ruach on the first day of Pesach. But we have a Mishnah that's going to come up on page 5A, coming up here in Tainus, where it says, Ad Masai Sholin Es HaGishamim, until when do we request rain? Meaning, until what point at the end of the season do we recite the same Talu Matal of Racha? I realize you have to hold cup, as we say in Yiddish. You got to hold on to your head. One is a declaration of fact. Mashiv HaRuach, he makes the wind blow. That's a declaration of fact. Okay? That's a... reality, Hashem makes the wind blow. That's not necessarily a request. The request for rain comes in, as we said 2 days ago, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, in the prayer for the good year, where we ask for Hashem to send the rain and the crops, and we should eat, and it should be a blessed year. So we ask for rain over there. And the language is the same Talamat al-Bracha. So on page 5A, the question is going to be, until what time do we keep on saying the same Tal Umatar Levracha, that he gives Tal, Du, Umatar, and Rain, Levracha, for a blessing? And that, of course, we say during the rainy season. But until when do we say that? After all, we don't want rain to fall during the summer season in Israel. We only want rain to fall in the rainy season. That's just how, as we've said before, that's how Israel breaks down. 5 or 6 months of rain and 6 months or so, 6 or 7 months of beautiful sunny weather. So the question is, until what point do we say the prayer for rain? Because at a certain point, we don't want rain anymore. That's around Pesach time. The question is, when's the last day you say the same Talamat Levracha? Please give rain. When's the last day we do that? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad sheyavor ha-Pesach, until Pesach is over. You keep on saying and saying and saying that prayer until the holiday of Pesach is concluded. Once it's done, you're done. You no longer ask for rain. Pesach is over on the 22nd day of Nisan, and you're concluding your requests for rain, all done. No more asking for rain, because now is going to start the summer season. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda in this upcoming mission with me in a couple of days. Rabbi Meir, it happens to be Rabbi Meir, or disagrees with him. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ad Sheyavor Nisan, until the month of Nisan is over and completed. That's when you stop asking for rain, at the conclusion of the month of Nisan, which, of course, is the month in which Pesach falls. But Rabbi Yehuda asks that you stop asking for rain a full week before the conclusion of the month of Nisan. Now, the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is not that important to us right now, as much as the seeming contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yehuda is of interest to us. Remember, here, let's flesh it out. Rabbi Yehuda ruled in our Mishnah here in Tainus on page 2a that we stop mentioning rain on the first day of Pesach. It's true, right? That's how we opened up today's shir. That of the Baal Shachris mentions, he says Mashiv HaRuach, and by the time he gets to Musaf, you don't say it anymore. No more Mashiv HaRuach. And that's on the first day of Pesach. And the assumption is, like ham and eggs, like a hand and a glove, that if you're going to say Mashiv HaRuach, then you're also going to be saying the same Talamat Levracha. That they go together, and they are generally not to be disassociated one from the other. They just work in tandem. And I realize that the same Talamat Levracha, we start saying that in the first week of December, and Mashiv HaRuach starts in a little bit earlier than that, on Shemini Atzeres. So maybe that ought to be a question. Why is it that we have like 2 months or so of saying Mashiv HaRuach, this declaration, that you make the wind blow, you make the rain fall, and yet we don't say the same Talamot Levracha until December? Maybe we should be raising that as a question. But that is not the question at the moment. At the moment is, it seems that there's a contradiction within the words of Yehuda himself. And the contradiction is that Rabbi Yehuda teaches in our Mishnah that we stop saying Mashiv HaRuach on the first day of Pesach, and yet he wants you to keep on asking for rain for another week. When Pesach is concluded, that's when you stop saying the same Talamot Levracha, right? That's his teaching. But if they go together like ham and eggs, if you cannot have one without the other, like the song Love and Marriage, you can't have one without the other, right? So if you can't have one without the other, what's he teaching? This is a contradiction, allegedly. Because in one place he's telling you to stop saying Mashiv HaRuach, and yet he says, but keep on saying the prayer for rain. Keep on begging for rain. Begging for why? You told me to stop saying Mashiv HaRuach a week ago. If they have to go together, like a hand and a glove, so why is it that you're teaching stop saying Mashiv HaRuach on day one, but keep on asking for rain up until day eight? Well, how does that make any sense if they have to go together? So that's an attack question. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is going to try to offer up an answer. Lo kasha. No contradiction here. Kan lishol. Because here in the later Mishnah we're going to get to on page 5a, over there, did you notice the language over there in the Mishnah is Admasai Shoalin as Sagishanim? Until when do we request rain? He wants to make a diuk. He wants to make an exact reading. Until what point do we request rain? But that's not the language in our Mishnah over here on page 2a. It says, Rav Chisda lo kasha, kan in the Mishnah on page 5a, l'shol, we're talking about requesting rain. Kan, but the Mishnah over here on page 2a, Lahaskir, that Mishnah that we're dealing with, is talking about mentioning rain. It's talking about making the declaration of Mashiv HaRuach. Whereas in a couple of pages, we're going to get to a Mishnah on page 5a, and there it's going to be talking about the prayer of the same Talamatul of Racha, which we say in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Two different, Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about two different things, says Rav Chisda. In one Mishnah, he's talking about Mashiv HaRuach. In the other Mishnah, he's talking about the same Talamatul of Racha. They're two different things, and no, they don't really go hand in glove. You can have them disassociated. They can indeed be not said at the same time. We thought that they have to go together like ham and eggs. The answer is no, they don't. That's Rav Chisda. Mishal She'il V'Azil. As far as requesting rain is concerned, one continues to request until Pesach is over. You keep on asking and asking for rain until Pesach is concluded. Lahaskir, but when it comes to mentioning rain, Beyom Tov Harishon Pasik, as far as mentioning rain, as far as Mashiv Aruch Moreh Degeshem, he makes the wind blow, that prayer, Beyom Tov Harishon Pasik, one stops saying that on the first Yom Tov of Pesach. So I think he's done an admirable job of explaining Rabbi Yehuda. Here he's talking about one prayer, and then the other mission is talking about a different prayer. I don't see the problem with it. By me, it's okay. But the Gemara doesn't like it. Ula is going to be very upset. Amar Ula, here's an attack question upon the answer. We just offered you an answer by Rav Chisda. Ula is going to attack it. Let's get to the attack question, and then we'll offer Ula's answer, and we'll call it a day. Amar Ula. Ula said, Hav Rav Chisda, that potential resolution offered by Rav Chisda, it is as difficult, as disagreeable, as vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes. That's from Proverbs 10. Proverbs 10, verse 26. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes. In other words, not very pleasant at all. Not a good answer, says Ula. And why is it not a good answer? That we're talking about two different Mishnah is talking about two different prayers. Therefore, you can't have two different time periods. I thought it was okay. What's Ula got a problem with? Says Ula, it's going to be a kavachomer. Uma b'makom she'ein or shoel mazkir. If, when one does not yet request rain, one is still mentioning it on Shmini Atzeres. Again, if when one does not yet request rain, one is still mentioning it on Shmini Atzeres, what does that mean? See the footnote. The request for rain, the prayer of the same Talamatul of Racha, is not said on Yom Tov, because it's always said during the weekday prayers, during the classic Shmoneh Esrei, it's like halfway through the Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha of the Baruch Hashanah. Hashem should bless the year like every other good year. And that's where we put the request in for rain. Now, that is always said during the week. And it's even said during Chol HaMoed. You know that we say that weekday Shemoneh Esrei, we'll say it in the morning, and we'll say it Minchat time, we'll say it Marav time, Yad Yalav Yalav, during Chol HaMoed. But we say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. And in the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, we ask for rain during the Chol HaMoed days of Pesach. So the request for rain, says the footnote, is not said on Yom Tov, because the blessing in which it's inserted is not included in Yom Tov. Sure, we don't say the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Yom Tov. Therefore, we don't request rain on Shmini Atzeres. But still in all, nevertheless, as Rabbi Yehuda taught in our Mishnah, we do begin mentioning rain on that day. We begin mentioning rain on Shmini Atzeres. We say Mashiv Ruach on Shmini Atzeres. But we're not asking for rain on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because we don't do a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shmini Atzeres. We do a full-blown holy, it's a Yom Tov. So we have a ramped up a holiday-oriented Shacharis and a ramped up holiday. You know, Musaf, we don't do a weekday Shemini Esrei request for rain on Shemini Atzeres, but we still say Marshev Aruach. Have you noticed that? So we are disassociating the two of them, and it's okay to disassociate. We used to think, oh, they got to go hand in glove. If you say one, you got to say the other. Ula is explaining to us, wait a second. Make note of the fact that if, when one does not yet request rain, and that is Shemini Atzeres, because we only request rain in a weekday Shemini Esrei, and we don't say such a Shemini Esrei on Shemini Atzeres. So if, when we do not yet request rain, but still in all, you got to admit that we mention rain in the prayer of Mashiv Aruach. And we do indeed say that on Shemini Atzeres. So on the one hand, Shemini Atzeres, we don't ask for rain, yet we do mention Mashiv Aruach, that Hashem sends the rain. And we do all that on Shemini Atzeres. No request of rain on Shemini Atzeres, but we do mention rain on Shemini Atzeres. Now, if that's true, so then B'makom Shesho'o, in a place where we do indeed request rain, Eino Din She'ei Maskir, how much the more? Isn't it logical that one should indeed mention? If you're actually going to ask for rain, then certainly you should be saying Mashiv Aruach. Here's the footnote. The request for rain must always be accompanied by the mention of rain. Now we've gone back to the original assumption that the two go together like ham and eggs. But if you're going to be saying the request for rain, then you got to say Mashiv Aruach, you know, in the same prayer. So that's going to disprove Rav Chisda's resolution, because Rav Chisda said that there was a request for rain. It continues throughout Pesach after the mention of rain has been terminated in the first day of Pesach. For Rav Chisda, he disassociates the two of them. Ula says, no, they have to be together. And if you're not going to be asking for rain, yet you do say Mashiv Aruach, then how much the more should you be saying Mashiv Aruach on a day in which you indeed ask for rain? So Ula is trying to knock out Rav Chisda, because this disproves of Chisda's resolution, according to which the request for rain continues through Pesach after the mention of rain has been terminated in the first day of Pesach. Ula says you can't have it like that. You can't disassociate themselves like that. They have to be together. And so we'll end with this. Here's a different proposition to reconcile the Rabbi Yehuda clashing statements. El Omar Ula, but rather Ula says, here's how you can understand the two clashing Rabbi Yehuda statements. Trei Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. The conflicting statements are attributable to two Tanoim who both rule in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, but they have different versions of his opinion. Trei Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Two Tanoim rule in agreement with Rabbi Yehuda. Only problem is they've got different versions of his opinion. And I'll read the footnote and we'll call it a day, a little bit early today. The Tana of our Mishnah maintains, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, one requests rain until the beginning of Pesach. And Mashiv Aruach, the mentioning of rain, which can be said on Yom Tov, that continues through the Shacharis prayer of the first day of Pesach. That version of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion conflicts with the version reported by the Tana of the latter Mishnah on page 5a, that one requests rain and certainly mentions it, Mashiv Aruach. So you say, you're asking for rain and you say Mashiv Aruach until Pesach is over. Okay, so you've got two different rabbis who are quoting Rabbi Yehuda. Problem is, they've got two different versions of his opinion. And that explains why we seem to have this contradiction in the teachings of Rabbi Yehuda. This is Ula's approach towards figuring out how to make sense out of what seems to be a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. And the answer he offers is that I've got two Tanoim, one in our Mishnah, one in the Mishnah in a page, and they have different versions of his opinion. Okay, that'll be for now. That's going to be our little chunk for today. God willing, that's what we're going to end over here. And God willing, on Friday, when we pick it up again, We're going to go into another possible resolution, how to make sense out of the apparent contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Yehuda. I want to thank everybody who called in. Big Shikarach, Zay Gizun. Thanks so much for understanding that we're on the road and we got things to take care of over here. Be well, everybody. Have a very good and Chodesh, safe and secure day. If you're traveling, as we are, then we wish you safe travels. And with God's help, everybody should get home where they got to be. And I wish you a good and Chodesh Elo. This morning, we said Devar Hashem Ori, and we heard the shofar blown. Rosh Hashanah is right around the corner. Wishing everybody a great day. All the best. And tonight starts the Kol El Elul in Goffman Synagogue at 8:15. And I saw it over here also posted in Passaic. So it's a nationwide undertaking to boost Torah study in Elul. Hope you can take advantage of it. Everybody have a great one. Zay Gizunt. And God willing, we'll see you Friday morning. All the best. Bye-bye now.